Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with success and excellence. If you haven't checked out the city version, the Remy VSOP. When the Remy in the system, ain't no telling. I wanted to talk about bats today because this is like one of my favorite subjects. And like a lot of people, this weekend was really like mind-blowing for folks watching the Yankees just batter about the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, can I just say that to me, the reason why Nestor Cortez got blasted had nothing to do with bats. I think that he was scouted really well. I think that he may have been tipping, and Aaron Judge isn't walking around with a torpedo bat. And that's something that you've heard a lot about this past weekend. I know it was inside my group chats. I have a bunch of different group chats, but one of them is with Shakia Taylor, Clinton Yates, and Russell Dorsey. So three people who cover baseball for a living. Now Shake is covering basketball, but you get the point. She's got all of her bona fides in baseball stuff. And here's where I'm at with it. I'm sure that we're going to end up talking a little bit about it on the show today with me and Groats, but my biggest thing was I am shocked that this hasn't been something that's been deeply explored before. Now, I know that maybe 20 years ago, there were a couple guys who were fiddling around with the bat. That's a technology point in the game of baseball that I don't think has been explored enough. That you can, the rules allow for this. Like, it wasn't a big deal for people when we were talking about, like, the axe handle bats. That's a change in the way that the weight is distributed. I think it makes all the sense in the world. I love the idea of studying a guy's swing. Where does the guy hit the ball the most? If he's okay with the redistribution of the weight and it's still legal, then why aren't more franchises testing this? I think a couple Cubs have torpedo bats too. I am all for it. In a game that's that hard, when pitching is this good, whatever advantage we can give back to hitters, I'm here for. I brought a couple of samples. I still have too many bats. I have too many bats. And anyone that has spent a lot of time playing baseball or softball can probably relate. I'll give you an example. I have had this bat, this Louisville Slugger. I've had this bat for over 30 years. Like, this was, even when I was playing with aluminum back then, the aluminum bats in high school and college, I would often use this for batting practice. I love this bat. Like, I still, it's very fond bat for me. And it actually even survived one of my dumbass teammates not understanding how to swing a wooden bat. It's got a little crack in it, but it's still solid. So, you know, if you come through my house, you're going to get it. See, you got the cored out barrel in there too. It's got the good weight. Oh, this just feels right. You turn that label out, you try to hit it on the label, and now the torpedoes are like pew pew pew. So having a, I always love this. And thing is, like, this isn't a commercial for the Louisville Slugger Museum, but you should go to the Slugger Museum and see how bats are made. It's fascinating. I do it once every couple of years. It's a great trip. Louisville is a really good town. It's a good food town. And I go every couple of years just because I'm fascinated by the process. Luckily, though, we've got Homewood bats out in Homewood, Illinois. My second hometown, I guess that's, you know, where I went to high school. I've been lucky to get a bunch of these, like the commemorative bats. And last year, Homewood Little League made me a bat. Very nice of them. They made me a bat. And this is just slick right here, man. This feels good. Weight is good. This was, yeah, opening day two years ago. I went to go see Jay Zawoski's daughter, Addie, pitch, and now she's pitching at HF. Super excited about that. But every hitter that I know has a connection with their bat. We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com. to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Every single one has a connection. Now, I've never used this one. This is a commemorative bat. You're not going to use this. In college, though, and you can hear like just the bats like rattling because there are too many of them. I had two different bats, and they were for two specific types of days that I wanted to have. My regular bat was a 3330. Like, that is home base. That is comfortable as hell. I love to swing a 3330. That is like when I am in my bag and I am feeling really good. And I like that, you know, you get the thick barrel at the top. This is perfect, like, length for me. Like, this is... Woo! Your boy was trouble junior and senior year with a 3330. I don't have fun story. Shout out to my teammate and my roommate, Izzy Lopez. I used to have, and players of a certain age will remember, I used to have the 3330, oh my God. And I lent my 3330 Black Magic to my teammate, my shortstop, Izzy Lopez. This fool, and I say that with all love, was just out. Like, he was, like, just out. I think he went to a cage, and he was carrying the bat, but the bat wasn't in a bag. So my 3330 perfect, like, black magic got confiscated by the police because he's, you know, here's this Mexican Belizean guy just walking the streets of Chicago with a baseball bat. So they took it from him. The other bat I had, I don't have it anymore because most of the stuff I played with, I pretty much donated everything except for the two bats that you see. I had a barely legal bat. And this is what I wanted to get into. I had a 34.5, 29.5, and back then, the leagues that I played in, -5 was the absolute most you could do. I've seen some people with -7s. So, like, you take the length and the weight, and if it's -5 or below, you're good. If it's -6 and above, you're bad. Like, you can't use that bat in specific play. Man, you talk about reach. Homie, with that 34.5, my plate coverage was ridiculous. That was the bat that I would use to help me regain confidence if I was going through some stuff. That's the singles and gappers bat. That is the duck snort and bloopers bat. I'm just trying to get it through the zone. That's all. I'm just want to get it right there and have some luck happen. With all of the technology, and that's what stuns me about all of this stuff. What stuns me about the technology with aluminum or composite bats, and obviously things needed to change because the action that a lot of bats like this were getting back in the day, man, you end up hurting someone or killing someone, and you don't want that. So then, after I was done playing, seeing the way that the composites worked, I thought that was kind of cool. And yeah, they were like, so it felt to a lot of hitters that were using old aluminum, it felt kind of dead, which was the whole point. Like, you weren't supposed to be getting the type of action. But in that world, in prep ball, in college ball, in Legion ball, in high school ball, outside of the wood bat leagues, that's where the bat technology we were studying and improving and improving and improving. With the wood bats, it was what type of wood do you want? Do you want maple because it's strong and maybe it's a little more sturdy? Are you an ash guy? Do you like bamboo? So hitters kind of go through that and you have to figure out, and the smart ones will go all the way to the factory. They'll go and check out the wood and the billets and everything else that has to go into it. But I'm shocked that we didn't get here sooner. This makes perfect sense to me, and I'm not mad about it. I know that there are pitchers. I know there are pitchers in Milwaukee that are furious about this. But this is something that I think needed to happen. And we'll see. Like, we don't have enough data to make any sweeping judgments on what happened this past weekend on these bats. I still, as I said at the beginning, Nestor Cortez was bad, and I think he was tipping, and I think they had stuff on him. That looked like strong scouting to me. Three guys hitting home runs on the first three pitches of the game. That just tells me you knew what was coming. And you were like, oh, all right. Oh, Nestor out here throwing that bullshit again. Cool. And now you're on it. I got one more bat. This one's for softball. This is just an Easton. It's pretty light. And the strange thing is I don't hit with this or didn't hit with this in games for 16-inch. This was just to just warm up. Simple. What, 28? Yeah. 28-ounce bat, like just to warm up. And then we had some really good bats overall, and I'd use that for softball. But, yeah. See? Too many bats. Way too many bats. I am a 49-year-old man that has four bats, and I'm done playing. Whether we're talking about baseball or softball, I will say, though, once a year I go and see if I can hit still. So that's this. Once a year I go and get into the 80-mile-per-hour cage. Like, I'll go to Stella's or whatever, and I get into the 80-mile-per-hour cage. My brother, who's not really a sports guy, he will come with me and take swings, and he's like, can you still hit? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. So I'll get in there, and I'll take a few swings. And it usually takes me one round to pick up the speed again, and then we let it fly. And there's nothing better than sweet spot. There's nothing like that feeling. And if you're not a baseball player, if you're a golfer, you can understand this. There's nothing better than when you hit something in the sweet spot because you don't feel a thing. I hit one in that session with my brother where, had it been on a diamond, it would have gone out. Like, we're talking like, you know, like a college field. It would have gone out like left center. I pulverized the ball. And everyone here knows that feeling. When you hit it clean and you got it, whoo, nothing better in the world. Nothing better. So I am looking forward to more of this. I can't wait for the discussions. Like, I'm reading everyone who's writing about it. I'm fascinated by it. And I'm excited to see where this goes. I hope more players experiment with it. I hope, though, in the season is rough. Like, you kind of want to have that figured out before you leave Arizona or Florida. People should play around with this. And notice that Aaron Judge doesn't have one. He doesn't need one. Basically, the entire bat for him is a torpedo. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks to Remy Martin for sponsoring us. I will talk to you next time. Peace. Where's my bats?
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.